This is the National News Bulletin. The dagger pointed at the heart of Berlin has been driven into the side of Nazi Europe.
June 6, 1944, D-Day. 1st Battalion, the Regina Rifles Regiment, landed on Nan Green Beach. 0830 hours, company report they are held up by heavy fire. A number of casualties, others were rescued, some swam ashore.
The war diary of the Regina Rifle Regiment seems so mechanical, but the task itself was anything but. Major Keith Inches runs the Saskatchewan Military Museum and explains how heroic the riflemen were on D-Day. And yet, they had come from so little. The Great Depression hit in the years prior to war being declared, and there was little in the way of funding.
They borrowed some trucks. They had a guy that had a quarter section of land. They used his land for exercise, and they hauled the guns out. The government didn't give him nothing.
But that didn't matter when it came time for active duty. The regiment of four battalions began training in England in the early 1940s, ready to do something few of us today can even begin to truly imagine.
The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
The Regina Rifles were the furthest inland and met their initial objectives that night. Part of them were on a railway line, and they held it. And I've talked to people that were there that night and how they held it and what they did. It's really amazing.
The group of no doubt battle-weary men refused to move off that rail line until it was clear.
Thus, the Regina Rifles were out in front with no protection on the left flank, a position which we refused to vacate until relieved 11 days later by the Queen's own regiment.
They were advancing, and there was a knocked-out Canadian tank. It had a 50-caliber machine gun mounted on it. And the sergeant was with him, said, "I'm going to take that gun." And he said, I told him, no, we don't need it. It's just extra stuff. We don't need it. And when they got to this rail line that night, the sergeant had the machine gun with the ammunition. Lieutenant Smith said he was so glad that the sergeant disobeyed his order because he said that machine gun kept the Germans away that night.
But it hadn't come without a price. The casualties for the Regina Rifle Regiment was huge. In one of the four units, just half of the men made it to the beach. A stark reminder of the horrors of war and what those men endured.
If your buddy gets shot, you keep going. Because if you stop to help him, sniper's probably likely to get you.
They may have arrived on the beaches as Farmer Johns, but those who returned did so as decorated, respected soldiers. Men who had put the Regina Rifle Regiment on the map. For D-Day 75, I'm Sarah Mills, 980 CJME.